This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The chief executive of Sydney Catholic Schools has been forced to issue a formal apology after parents complained about a gay couple depicted in a major student production of School of Rock. The musical is by Andrew Lloyd Webber and is based on the 2003 film of the same name. About 3,000 Catholic school students from over 100 schools came together for the school musical extravaganza at Kudos Bank Arena last week. However, the show was met with backlash from some outraged parents over two male students in minor roles as two gay dads who are parents of another character. A 73-year-old who fatally bashed Queensland man Rex Keane in a Brisbane hotel room in 1976 over what he claimed was an unwanted homosexual advance has been convicted of manslaughter 46 years later. Benjamin Jansen was sentenced to 9 years jail in the Brisbane Supreme Court for the unlawful killing of Bowen man Rex Cable Keane. Rex Keane's killing went unsolved for decades and was dubbed the Black Friday Murder. Tragically, Keane's grieving mother died without answers about her son's death, but in 2019, DNA from a tissue in Keane's room was linked to Jansen. The Victorian Pride Lobby is celebrating a win in a campaign to fly the rainbow flag over the state's regional shire headquarters after one councillor drew comparisons with using the Nazi symbol. The Gunawarra Shire Council was one of eight that had yet to agree to fly the flag on May 17 next year for Ida Hobbit. It has now agreed to receive a petition from the community to display the flag at its Kerrang offices. This is despite a move from Councillor Garner Smith to prevent this from happening, where he used the example that 29 people could come up and say we should fly the Nazi flag. Equality advocates in Tasmania are pushing for the state government to bring in significant changes to the way the state's coroner treats people facing often traumatic situations. They argue that in recent years, the coroner has failed to recognise the legal next of kin rights, same-gender partners in multiple cases, depriving bereaved Tasmanians the right to equality. The government is currently considering an amendment to the Coroner's Act to ensure the coroner informs concerned parties about their rights. And RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under has been renewed for a third season. The call for applications from drag performers in Australia and New Zealand to participate in the third season of the show opened on Tuesday. The show is hosted by RuPaul, who was joined on the judging panel by Michelle Visage and Aussie comic Rhys Nicholson. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
The inaugural LGBTQ+ Come and Try Diving Day was held last Saturday in Melbourne, run by Diving Victoria in conjunction with Diving Australia and Pride in Sport. The session was facilitated by Australian Olympian Matthew Helm and the talented team of coaches, including Dean Murphy, both diving coach and Joy Breakfast Show co-host. Diving Victoria Chief Executive Officer David Hunsdale says holding future sessions is a priority.
We look at the pool today, we have so many people here that have registered and they've shown up. They want to learn diving and they want to be in a comfortable environment to be able to really enjoy themselves, and I think we delivered that today. That's what we have to do as a sport to be as inclusive as possible.
In an exclusive interview with OutSports, American football player Byron Perkins made history by publicly coming out as gay. Perkins, who plays Division I at Hampton University, Virginia, is the first footballer at a historically black college or university to come out as gay, saying in an Instagram post, "No one should have to live a life crippled by what society thinks." A devout Christian, the defensive back, says you can be gay and be religious. And Orkun Kökçü, captain of the Dutch soccer club Feyenoord, refused to wear the rainbow-coloured captain's One Love armband, instead handing the captaincy over to his teammate following a decision made pre-match. Captains of Dutch clubs were encouraged to support the One Love campaign in the lead-up to the FIFA World Cup as a stand against discrimination. The 21-year-old Turkish midfielder, who was reported to be transferring to Arsenal for £50 million, said in a statement that he hopes his choice for religious reasons can be respected.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.